We've got Legally Blonde Jr. at the Forrest Roberts Theater, and it runs Tuesday, which is today, through Saturday. And we have shows at 7:30 every day. And then we also have a 1 o'clock matinee on Saturday, which is a theater for all performance.
Okay, now I got to ask you about this. Legally Blonde Jr., that doesn't sound like kind of the usual kind of productions that are going to get not only a stage treatment, but the junior treatment. Tell us a little bit about it.
I know. We were surprised as well. We're glad to have a junior script for the show because the big version is not only pretty long, but it also has some non-family friendly things in it. So
sure.
With our junior version, it is way more family friendly than the long version. They took out some of the just stuff that maybe kids shouldn't see.
Right.
And then it's great to have this show, though, because we wanted to pander to the older demographic in our program. Like, our older kids are always looking for something that is more geared toward them and something that we can challenge them with. And this is a really, really dance-heavy production as well. And so we were able to hone in on those older kids in our program, give them a chance to really shine and show through their talents.
So it's got a little bit of an older cast. What's sort of your average age sweep on this one?
Yeah, so this one is middle school and up. So we have a lot of high schoolers in this production. That's basically the average would be, I'd say, freshman in high school.
A lot of times you have productions that have fairly extensive casts as well. How many in this one?
That's right. So this one only has 37 kids in it.
Normally, only.
Yeah.
Only. I like that. The only 37 kids.
That's right. Because we average about 77 a show.
Sure.
So that's, 37 for us is kind of tight. But it's been great to have that size cast because it's such an ensemble heavy show. So these kids are getting to play 2 to 3 characters in this show, which also means tons of quick changes.
Sure.
And just tons of challenge for them because they're like, oh my gosh, okay, I'm going off stage as this character. The next character that I come on as is a salon person. Okay, then after that, I'm in the courtroom. Wow, there's so many different moods happening here. And so it's just been such a cool arc for them to play so many different roles. And it really is like so challenging.
Legally Blonde is about what? What is the story?
Right, so it is the story of Elle Woods. We do still have Elle, and she's off to Harvard Law to follow her one true love, or so she believes, Warner. And then once she gets to Harvard, though, she realizes that, chasing this boy to school, it's not everything it's cracked up to be. And she's realizing that she does have the brains behind her looks, as Warner says.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So it's really cool to see her as a character. Actually, Amelia Bishop's playing that role. And this is a role that I've never seen her in, ever in my life. She's never played something like this. So she has really brought so much to this character, just so much depth, and also the quirky bubbliness of Elle.
The run is when to when, where, and how do folks get tickets?
So the run is Tuesday, July 16th through Saturday, July 20th. Again, 7:30 performances every night and a 1 o'clock matinee on Saturday. It's at the Forrest Roberts Theater. People can get tickets at tickets.nmu.edu or any NMU ticketing outlet, as well as at the door the night of the performance. Tickets are $15 for adults and $10 for students.